Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ike, let's get right to it. It's going to be fair to Midland today and tomorrow with a little rain here and there. And then Sunday looks pretty good. We'll get a detailed forecast in a few minutes. I want to make sure we have enough time with Lon Seibman, Lon.TV, joining us here. I'm Brian and company. It's been a while, Lon. How are you?
I know. It's been good. I'm doing great. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah. No, the first thing, you know, it's funny, the spat between Musk and Trump, it's weird. The first thing I thought about was you. And I'm like, because when he said, I'm going to take the rocket away or whatever, I was like, well, what?
Right.
I was like, well, okay, hold on a second here. So I'm going to just give you this the question, and then we'll sort of parse it from there. And I'm going to read it directly from my notes. What would the U.S. space program be without SpaceX?
So the crewed space flight would be non-existent right now. That's the bottom line, that there'd be no way that we'd be back to where we were when they shut down the space shuttle, because there's just no other way to get astronauts to the space station. You know, you do have the Boeing capsule, which we've talked about, but that one's just not ready. It doesn't meet the mission requirements for NASA from a safety standpoint. So they would be unable to get back to space without the Russians.
Right,
and
so
it would actually hurt the Russians also, because the Russians are flying on the SpaceX with NASA astronauts too. So it would be a big mess.
And so basically, okay, just to sum up, the U.S. would have no homegrown ability now, maybe in a year or two different, but right now,
right,
there'd be no homegrown way to get our astronauts to the space station. We would have to rely, like we did 10 years ago, on Russia.
Yeah, I mean, right. They could maybe get Boeing could get their act together quicker, but it would be more risky. So may not be as long, but right, at this moment, if they were to cut it off cold turkey, that would certainly impact things. And the space station will be deorbited soon, within the next few years. And the plan to deorbit it requires SpaceX to do it, because they got the contract for that mission. So it's it would basically grind everything to a halt. And that's probably not a good idea with the Chinese getting so active and focusing on the same goals that we are.
So we're talking with Lon Seibman. Lon.TV is his YouTube channel. So that brings me to this. You know, Musk has softened his tone in the time since he tweeted that out. I'm not going to ever say X, or I don't post it.
Right.
It's still Twitter to me, and I'm not going to budge on
that.
Yeah,
me too.
But, you know, so he softened that he's not going to take the rocket away. And so that's been sort of like calmed down a bit. But what I wanted to ask is the relationship, because I didn't know this until this morning when two people pointed out to me that the head of NASA who got pulled by Trump, that was a bad thing for Musk.
Oh, yeah. So I think that's what triggered a lot of this, because so Jarek Isaacman, who was the nominee, went through the confirmation hearing process, just never got the vote, and then he got pulled. And that there was actually a lot of excitement for him, because he's an entrepreneur. He started a credit card processing company that made a lot of money. And then he became this big time aviator. He actually owns a fleet of MiG aircraft, and he started a company to train U.S. Air Force pilots by flying, you know, virtual dogfights against these MiG fighters. And he got into Elon's orbit, the social one, and became Elon's biggest customer. So the very first commercial SpaceX mission was one that Isaacman was paying for. That was the one where they did the Super Bowl commercial ad and got three people randomly to go join him.
Right.
And then he also did the first commercial spacesuit test that happened just a few months ago. So he was Elon's guy. Elon was the one who really pushed him to be the administrator, both convincing him to do it, leave his business, but also to convince the Trump administration to have this guy on. And I think with all the, you know, all the parlor intrigue going on in the White House, they pulled Isaacman just probably out of spite against Elon more so than whatever political contributions he may have made in the past. So I think he was upset about that. NASA's budget's getting reduced significantly. I think that's weighing on things a bit as well. And I'm sure all those things kind of bubbled up. But yeah, this was all about that. So the space community was actually very disappointed with removing Isaacman from the nomination, because he had some vision. He's flown in space twice. He's passionate about human space flight, and there was, it's a big loss to the space
really quick on this. Lon Seidman from Lon.TV joining us. What, you know, because the reason cited, I believe, was that was a Democratic donor, but was it just really just a middle finger to Musk?
I think it was. They knew, you know, they had to have known that he made contributions to Democrats. I'm sure they looked at every public statement he had made in the past. He's more of a centrist, I would say. He probably found moderate Democrats that he supported. I don't know who all the contributions that there were, but they knew about it. It was in the news that he had been contributing to Democrats before. But I think it was Elon that was keeping him in the running. And with Elon gone, that also knocked him out of contention.
All right. So, you know, looking at it from, you know, I'll make a space joke from, you know, 80,000 feet. You know, where do you think is going to happen here? And, you know, where is the space program vis-a-vis right now, you know, Russia, China, and other nations?
Yeah. So you know, China has an active, you know, human space flight program. They've got a space station up there that they manage themselves. They're looking at the moon. We're having, you know, a lot of setbacks. Even Elon's new big rocket, they're having a hard time getting to work properly. They're inching towards their goals as opposed to really getting to them. So there's a lot of uncertainty at the moment. The cuts in NASA are mostly around the science area, not...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The human spaceflight area. So they're funding that portion of it. So I think things will probably continue just fine. I don't think Elon's pulling his rockets out. NASA's his biggest customer. But one thing to think about is that SpaceX is its own space program. They run quarterly commercial space flights, some to the space station. Two of the missions that Isaacman flew were standalones, and I think they're going to continue that. There's a great show on Apple TV called For All Mankind, and they kind of play out this scenario where you have the Russians, the United States, and a commercial operator all competing to get to Mars first. And it was science fiction up until a week ago, but I think it's possible that SpaceX may try to start doing some of their own missions outside of NASA just to try to get there first. So
yeah,
it's going to be a very interesting space race.
Now, we've talked about this before. You know, I covered the last shuttle launch in 11, and the question we kept asking, would the private sector step in? And honestly, if it weren't for SpaceX, who knows where we'd be in terms of the progress and the evolution of space travel. So, I mean, the U.S. government is not going to do a good job on its own. The public-private partnership, I thought, was phenomenal. And so if that gets disrupted, I think it's a tremendous loss for like, I hate to say like mankind, but for progress, right? I mean, I think it's a big deal.
It's a national security issue. Without them right now, there's not a viable, affordable alternative or even a reusable option. And so that's why it's so important. I think it'd be good to see other competitors rise up. And we're seeing, you know, the Jeff Bezos rocket and some of the other efforts that are out there, but none are as mature as SpaceX is right now. So, I'm sure they'll work it out.
I think the space tourism, here's what I think. I think the space tourism is your main goal is stupid. I think if you had this space exploration goal, space tourism would be an easy offshoot once you figure out the bigger problems. I think the Bezoses and the Bransons, maybe it's because they don't have the resources. I don't know. But like, I think they're going, we got to go. But I think they're going about it wrong, because if you make true innovation in space for the greater travel, you're going to be able to send a few people for fun. I mean, it's going to happen. So I don't understand why they're not. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't have time, but Starlink obviously is a SpaceX product that's earning revenue. Their satellite launch business is earning revenue. So they found the balance now, and hopefully this gets worked out.
You're the best, Lon. Thank you, bud.
We'll talk soon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.